If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We ask that we may be filled with your Spirit as we finish this first working week of the year. Let us seek to glorify your name in all we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is Friday of this first week. It is also January 5th. We go by the date just like we did just before Christmas. And we're continuing in the first letter of John. And here you're going to see we're talking about Cain, who killed his brother Abel. And we know the story that there was this envy there and there was this hatred. And basically, the way it's kind of put, this is from the third chapter of John, 1 John 11 through 21, is that just as we are in the world, and Cain is like the world, and we are the brother to Cain who is seeking to be righteous, and Cain hates us. As we know, as he continues to say, you know, the world hates us. So think of it like that. And therefore, the sign of us not being like Cain is that we seek to love. And that's what it says. If you don't love your brother, then you are not living as the gospel tells you to. And someone who hates his brother, it says, is a murderer. These are powerful words that John is telling us. Jesus told us the same thing. And so we look at these incredibly powerful words. And therefore, this is a great warning if you're dealing with someone who you refuse to speak to. Now, if they refuse to speak to you, that's a story for another time. But if you refuse to speak to them, you refuse to have any kind of an open door at all, that's sin. And I talked earlier last week, about the person who at the sign of peace refuses to greet someone who they don't like. They may be surrounded by people, and one of them they don't like. And I think the example I gave was, actually, this was on WRL, the afternoon show, was someone is at, you got people all around you. So on the clock, person is at 2 o'clock. So you shake hands with the person at 12 and 1, you know, in the direction around you at 1, at 3, 4, 5, all the way around, but you avoid the person at 2 because you hate that person, you refuse to acknowledge that person's existence. Well, that's sin. That's a sinful thing to do. You have to at least make sure the door is open. If that person has offended you, done something so terrible, and they want to basically reconcile and you refuse, you are in sin. And if you hate that person, you are in sin. And that hatred will eat you up. And, you know, that's important to understand. And so maybe, you know, for example, if you've lived in a time, now I'll be honest with you, I have my 9th grade graduation picture that sits on my desk. It's still here. I graduated from what we used to call then junior high school in 1973. And it was a very difficult experience. Just a lot of people have difficulty in middle school and junior high school, however you want to call it. I was no exception. It was a place where there were several people bullied me intensely. And one of the reasons why I have that picture is, pardon my language, but there are, I think we counted 18 students flipping the camera, the bird, in one form or another. And it was commonly done. I used that picture, by the way, to teach teachers in Chelsea, Massachusetts. At the time, it had a very high crime rate. I love Chelsea. Chelsea's a wonderful place. People, when they'd say, you know, I'd talk about living, you know, having people live in Chelsea. I said, well, who do I know anyone lives in Chelsea? I said, well, Donny Osmond, for one. And what? Yep, Donny Osmond lived in Chelsea for a while. A few others. And yeah, it's a wonderful place. But at the time, they had some issues in school, and we were dealing with people after a very serious incident that happened between two students having to deal with scissors. And we'll pretty much guess what happened after that. It was bullying. Scissors came out. Someone was stabbed. And we look at that, and I used that picture to teach those teachers how not to be. We had great teachers in my school system. You all know what school system I came from, but it was a tough, tough place to be. You know, in suburban Boston in 1973. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So I have a suggestion for you for this weekend. If you want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish this weekend, I'd like to extend to you an invitation to do so. At the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, that's our chanted Mass every Sunday. If you're in the market, so to speak, for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about trying to experience a church, you can come to St. Anthony Parish. We have a standing invitation. It allows you to do just that. Now, if you want to come to church, but you don't want to contribute yet, and you don't want to look like you're there hands hanging, here's what I want you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. It doesn't go for any other parish or church, so keep that in mind. And if you want to go to confession beforehand, we have confessions at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturdays. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, and we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And please don't throw the stone. I always like to throw that in. So anyway, it took me a long, long, I'm talking decades, to deal with the anger and the hatred I had from those experiences. Took me a long, long time. And so when you look at this reading and you talk and you see this, anyone who hates their brother, first of all, you know, something we don't teach that much and needs to be taught is bullying is a mortal sin. So if you're going to church every Sunday and your family's going to church and your son or daughter is a bully, I hope they know that's a mortal sin. They need to confess that. Bullying is a mortal sin because it destroys people from the inside out. And as someone who was severely bullied, it took me forever to finally let it go. And I'm talking decades. It was decades. And how did I eventually do it? I recognized that I have to learn to forgive. And one of the ways that I forgave was I told the Lord, I can't do that right now, but I'm going to ask you. I'm praying for those people and ask you to forgive them and give me the grace to learn how to forgive. And, you know, here it is decades later. Let's see, 1973, 2024, I was graduated from that school to then go into high school. And what's that would be 51 years ago. Yes. And that picture is still here. I still have it here. And yeah, 18 kids flipping the camera, the bird. So you look at that and you understand there was a general picture. They weren't flipping me the bird, by the way. It was a general picture. It was one of those, they did a panorama thing. So it's like this long strip. And there it is. And I remember that. I remember those painful experiences, but I had to learn to forgive. And that is key. And we go back to this reading. You can't live in hatred and call yourself a Christian. And you've got to learn to forgive. And that's very hard, especially if you've gone through a traumatic experience, which I've gone through several periods of traumatic experiences. And, you know, you do have to learn to forgive, and it's very hard. But one of the best ways to do it is just to pray for the person who you aren't ready to forgive and ask the Lord to forgive that person and give you the grace to learn to forgive. And that's one of the things you have to do. And that's a good thing to remember for this year. So if you're holding these grudges from a long time ago, this is the time to say, the Lord wants me to get rid of them. I have to learn how to forgive. And the other thing is, always keep in mind, you might deal with someone who refuses to speak to you. And what I always say is, you have to be the person who lets them know one way or another, when, if they ever want to speak to you, the door is always open. So your side is open. Never turn around and say, I will never speak to Aunt Millie again because I will never, ever do that. Well, that's not good. Right? You have to learn to forgive and always keep that in mind. Well, it is now Friday. We finished the first week of 2024. We don't know where everything is taking us, but starting this month, we've got this real interesting experience, and that's the elections and all that's going to happen. So always remember, we have to act as people of faith, and we always have to be in that category. So always act like that. We'll talk more on Monday. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.